On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom from the Netflix show, Mr. Iglesias, my man, Gabriel Iglesias. What's going on? How you doing, Gabe?
¿Qué pasó, Colonel Sanders?
Órale. Hey, did you trip out when you saw that?
I got to lose another role to you, bro.
Hey, I could hook you up with some chicken, though.
Hey, man, do you even know what KFC tastes like? Like, seriously.
Dude, I grew up with a KFC by my house. You know what? Because when they asked me, you know what KFC, what sticks in my mind growing up as a kid? That's where I was introduced to the spork. You know what's up with the spork?
Oh, I love the
spoon
spork.
And the fork. Right? Yes. Underrated. And the mashed potatoes and gravy was good.
I was introduced to the spork at Taco Bell.
Really?
Yes.
They have the spork?
Well, they used
KFC
to.
KFC is the first one that I know. What you know about that?
Yeah,
Gabe?
I would get those. They would have that pudding, the layers, the different layers.
Yes.
Open it.
Yes.
You have to go through the bread, and then you'd get the cream, and then you get to the bottom, and that's where the magic was.
That's exactly. Okay, hey, I could talk food with you all day right there, but I've got a little bone to pick with you. You know I love you, but bro, you've been following all kinds of people on Twitter. You've been like on this frenzy. What do I got to do to get a follow back? What a dick.
I don't follow you on Twitter?
No. Fuck. Yeah, that's right. Click follow right there, player.
I'm doing it right now, bro.
Okay,
I'm doing
good.
It right now.
I don't want to guilt you into it, but I did.
I mean, we're going to check in a couple hours.
I'm
going to
check
sure.
right now.
No, we're going to make sure it sticks.
All I do is give you major love. You know that. We following?
I don't know how that happened right there.
I love it. I love it. Well, congrats, man. Part 3 of Mr. Iglesias is now live on Netflix. What's going on this season?
Come on, no, mira. I do it. I didn't even touch it.
There it is. Oh, see? He follows it. Oh, you guys lied to me.
No, we looked.
Oh, he must have just followed it.
He just did.
No, I didn't just follow it.
Fluffy.
Oh,
don't make us get the lie detector.
I love it. I love it. Proof right there. All right. You're my boy again.
We're probably thinking of a different account.
They probably typed in the wrong account.
Yeah, I'm sure we got the wrong Mario.
Okay, I love it. I know you follow me on IG because when you comment, it's funny. I'll always be hitting you back right there. But what's going on with the show this season, man?
Dude, what's going on with your show? Forget my show. I know what you're doing
wrong. I'm interviewing you.
I'm excited that Saved by the Bell is back, man. Are you kidding me? There would be no Mr. Iglesias without your show, bro. So thank you.
Oh, thanks, you know, man.
No, seriously, that we were all excited. Like when we heard the rumors about it, we're like, no. But then when it was a real thing, and I love the fact that it's the shot the way that it's shot, which is really, really cool.
Thanks,
you know,
man. Yeah.
Before it was like my style where it's, you know, sitcom.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you guys have it. It's more single cam.
A single cam for sure. Which looks nice, but the schedule is a mean one. I like the multi-cam schedule, which is a lot of fun, as you know.
Yeah, knock it out in one day.
Exactly. Come out, get in and out of there. Any big changes that we should look forward to or?
They're kind of giving me a little love. I'm not going to completely spoil it, but there's a, yeah.
You're going to love someone. Interest? You meet someone.
I meet someone.
Fluffy's going to get some. All right.
Hey, you know what? You got to tune in to find out.
Okay. Hey,
did I close the deal or not?
Exactly.
You'll find out.
Oh, that's great, man.
I've never had that in any shows that I've ever worked with. I've never had a person like that.
Sure.
And, you know, I don't know how many times you've had a person across from you and you had certain scenes. And for me, it stressed me out, bro. Talking about it stresses me out. I never thought I'd be put in that situation.
Yeah, no, you got to make sure the hygiene's on point.
That's when Mario does his best work.
Yeah, little gargle action right there. You know what I like that you do too is on your stories. You do a lot of those Q&As and you answer a lot of the questions for the people. That's cool that you take the time to do that. Funny answers and stuff right there too, man. Have you gotten any crazy requests? I know that you haven't posted.
Oh, man. You know what? And the reason why I do so many of those Q&As is it's easier. I can take my time with the going back and forth with fans. Some people are really good at going live all the time. I can't do it. You never know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
And, you know, sometimes you're into it, sometimes you're not. And I'd rather just be able to have control of what I do answer and what I don't. There's so many that I don't that are like crazy. I mean, I'm always getting hit up for money. That's first and foremost.
They got no shame, huh?
Everybody's got a story. Everybody needs to, you know, hey, if you could really help me out, you know.
Right.
Remember me from back in the... I don't remember you.
You know that one time. Back
yeah,
in
you know that one time.
2001. They come out with those all the time, man. I also saw you on that burger show on YouTube. What's something you learned there? Did you learn anything there?
you know what? That guy Alvin, his show, the burger show, is that's probably like one of the highlights of my year. He made me one of the most, and everybody uses this word, but it's just whatever, epic. This really was epic. He made me a burger that had, it was a dry aged beef patty peppered with chili, cheese, and a short rib in the actual burger itself.
In the patty itself.
It was probably 6 inches thick.
Oh, damn,
I don't know what that's about. that's what they told me. They told me it was 6 inches thick, and I had to eat it with a knife and fork.
Oh man, that sounds amazing right there. Of the chains, do you have a favorite burger joint?
You know what? I'm a big fan, and people in California are going to get mad at me at this one, but Five Guys. I know most people would say In-N-Out, but I like Five Guys.
You like Five Guys?
I wish Five Guys had a drive-thru. It'd make life so much easier. Yeah.
I'm down with Shake Shack. You like Shake Shack?
I'm down with it, but my stomach disagrees.
Your stomach's not down with it? Yeah. That's my new burger kick I'm on right there. Hey, what's the status with the live shows right now? I mean, obviously, I know right at the moment we're not allowed to do it, but are you hearing encouraging things like by spring or something?
You know what? I got some offers to play some comedy clubs out of California. As you know, this state, man, it's the rules are a lot, you know, they're a lot more hardcore. Yeah. And so other states are a little bit more lax about it, but I'm definitely not getting on a plane. I'm not doing that. So there's a possibility I might do a show coming up this next month in Arizona if life permits. But nice. You know, they told me that it's the room holds 500 people, but they can only do 50% capacity. So it would be 250, and then there's plexiglass on all the tables, and it's very divided, and so it looks like a big check cashing place.
Yeah, what a trip! That's gonna be a trip. That's
but at least, it's real people. Like yes. I don't want to do the drive-in shows. People are getting mad at me. How come you won't do the drive-in show? No, I'm not performing for blinkers and windshield wipers
right.
and horn.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. That's gonna be a trip.
Real feedback.
Do you have a hazmat suit that looks like a Hawaiian shirt?
Nice. You know what I come to find out this year that kind of broke my heart a little bit? They're saying that, and you can Google this, they're saying that Hawaiian shirts are the new uniform for Nazis.
What?
Wait, what?
What does that even mean?
Get out of here. That's so absurd.
Watch this.
Don't worry about that.
That's... Google Hawaiian shirt, racist. Just Google Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, come on. So you're telling me all these Polynesian vatos in Hawaii right now are a bunch of racists?
That is the...
Hey, man, I'm just saying that's what they're saying right now. That's the word on the street.
The internet needs to stop.
They need to chill. That's hilarious. You got to incorporate that in the act because that's so funny. That's the best thing I've ever heard.
So right now, it's all about Foo Fighters and Foo Fighters.
That's what's up. Hey, this is pretty cool. We have this in common. We both have our own little Funko dolls.
Yes.
You got yours right there? That's tight. Dang, do I have mine? I don't think I have mine.
It's in the back.
Oh, they got it in the back. They put me in the corner right there. Yours is tight because it's got the little goatee.
And what's funny is I was able to immortalize my perritos.
Oh, that's right. You got the dogs in there. That's awesome. Yours is much cooler. Look at this vato.
This is my... Oh, dude, they gave you the hair.
Dude. Look at.
Where's the piñata?
Hey, my piñata looks like Tom Cruise, though. That's not cool.
You know what, bro? I don't have my own piñata, but I need, yeah, you.
That was
I love the hair they gave you.
Dude, the wigs are tight on the side. Look at, oh, that's so funny. The little gym bag, and I got, and I'm dressed like a cholo for some reason. Back in the day. Hey, is this true, man? I read that back in the day, speaking of which, when you were on the show, all that, Amanda Bynes told you that you weren't that funny?
Yeah.
Who's laughing now?
Yeah. You know what?
Who would say something like that though? Like, for was she trying to be funny herself?
Well, you know, it was one of those things where I was the only person that was a legit stand-up comic who got booked to be a series regular on the show, and you know, as you know, when you're on a set, sometimes you vibe and you click well with people, and sometimes you show up as the new person, and right away it's like, okay, what's going on here? And sometimes people are welcoming, and sometimes you gotta prove yourself in an environment. But yeah, she made a couple comments. You know, it's in the past. It was like, what, 20 some odd years ago?
Dang, that's crazy how it goes by like that. But hey, if somebody doesn't get along with you, man, then they got an issue.
Yeah, you're like the nicest guy in the world. It's like,
I got moments in X's to prove that something.
Like that. No, I feel you on that, man. I feel you on that.
Please everybody.
No, exactly. What are you doing for Christmas?
You know what? They're saying that we can't have people over the house, but I might have a couple people come over and just hang out. It's going to be a very quiet Christmas this year. A buddy of mine who usually flies in from San Antonio, he decided to stay home. We thought it was best. You know, he's a little bit older, and
sure.
I told him you probably shouldn't be flying. And, you know, as it is, my son just went to Texas. And when he got back, I told him you got to quarantine yourself and we got to freaking test you. Like me, I don't mess around here in my office, man. We bought tests in bulk. I got medical grade tests and a nurse on deck.
Dang, on point right there. The staff. Yeah. No.
So we make sure everybody's constantly tested and everybody stays in their little bubble. Because if I go down, they go down.
No, exactly. I get tested every other day. So Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays. I've had so much stuff up my nose.
Oh my God.
It's ridiculous, all this
stuff. It's like the 80s.
Exactly. Okay, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
A ver.
Favorite Christmas movie or special?
Die Hard.
Most underrated Christmas song?
The Mamacita, ¿Dónde está Santa Claus?
That little boy, Mamacita. Yeah. Yes. Dream guest star for Mr. Iglesias.
Dream guest star for Mr. Mario Lopez.
Hey, what's up, fool? Let's do it.
Do a crossover.
Mr. Peter would love that.
Yeah, exactly. That's our boy. Shout out
to Peter Marietta.
Shout out to Peter Marietta.
You got your highness talking to each other right now. What's up? We can make this happen.
Exactly. I'm going to call him and tell him that right there. Best gift you've ever got on Christmas?
Best gift? Cash. Straight up, man.
Straight up. Who hooked you up with cash?
Oh, man. Well, this was years ago when cash made the difference. When you're a little kid and you get the tío and the tía.
Oh, that's the best.
Like, should we get them calcetines? Should we get them, some underwear? And the ones that would just hand me a little envelope or a little, come here, ven pa'ca. And then they just, dame la mano, give me your hand. And then you open it and you're like, oh, my God, a $20 bill.
Exactly.
And that was it. That was when 20 bucks was like the world right there. Like you could fill up your tank and still go get like food.
By the way, that's my go-to this whole Christmas this year.
Cash.
Mom, dad, my sister, all my nieces and nephews.
Radio show.
Just little
Radio producers.
You guys, you don't have to re-gift. My whole thing is I re-gift stuff to these guys. I re-gift stuff to these apples.
Yeah, I got a Beats Pill one year that said Nuvo TV on it.
Are you down with re-gifting? I'm a big re-gifter. But my re-gifts are good.
It's definitely the bags. If the bag is epic, I will reuse the bag.
I got a bottle of liquor that said
my name on it, and then I'll put my own little tag on it.
Right. I got a bottle of liquor that said Happy Father's Day, Mario.
You're stupid.
I did.
Did you really? Yeah. Damn, I got to be checking my re-gifts a little better.
You should at least open them first.
That's the worst. You have a New Year's resolution, Gabe, or no?
You know what?
You do them?
I would love to. Most people say they want to get healthier. They want to work out. They want to, lose weight and stuff like that. That's been this year for me. So like the fact that I've been home, I've been able to get on a schedule. I've been able to see a doctor. And so, I'm down almost 60 pounds.
Nice, man. Awesome.
I got my diabetes under control. So
nice.
Like I tell people, I got a little thing that I put in my arm. Every 2 weeks, I switch it out. Right. And basically it monitors my blood sugar. I'm able to keep tabs on my blood sugar. And if it goes high, an alarm goes off. If it goes low, an alarm goes off. So as long as this cabrón is quiet, I'm okay.
You're okay. Good for you, man. Good for you making that a priority, brother. Well,
is that an iPhone 6, by the way?
I know, right? It's a Libra 2.
That looked like a little Game Boy from back in the day.
Back in the day.
Well, watch.
You scan yourself.
You scan yourself. All right.
Scan yourself. So.
His little dog's so cool with his little tongue and stuff right there. What's that little dog's name again?
Today, this is Risa, and today is her birthday. She is 16 years old.
Wow. 16 years old. Shares a birthday with my little dog, Oscar, who's now, I think, one. Isn't Oscar one? He's a little puppy. 16 years. That's amazing. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Well, happy birthday. Happy birthday there, Risa.
She's not going to respond.
Yeah. She's not. She looks like she's loving life, though. I know she lives a good one. Well, everyone, watch Mr. Iglesias now on Netflix. Dave, thanks so much for checking in, brother.
Hombre, always a pleasure. Hey, tell De La Hoya to send me some more tequila.
All right, I'm going to tell him what's up. I can hook you up.
What's up with that only sending one bottle? He's like, bro, man, you're going to love it. And he only sends one. And I'm like, oh.
I know, huh? He's looking out for your health.
That's how he gets you hooked.
All right, man. Hey, good talking to you, buddy.
You too, bro. Always.
Okay, later.
On with Mario Lopez.